Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you for joining us for another podcast. And if you are a first-time listener, welcome. And we hope that you will continue to join us. And those of you that are regular listeners, we appreciate your loyalty and we appreciate your regularity. How's that for a GI podcast?
I know. Great word, Dr. Cruz.
Thank you for joining us. We love you and we really appreciate you taking the time to listen to us. And let's just get on with this podcast.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, so let me see. Did our newsletter go out again?
It'll go out in the next couple days.
Ah, yes. We've got a really special newsletter going out to you. You know, we've been talking a lot lately about the health insurances, and this last year has been a pretty frustrating year. And it's not that anything new has happened. I mean, we've kind of seen things just going the wrong direction with insurance companies, you know, the premiums getting more expensive, our patients' deductibles being higher, and
reimbursements going down.
Reimbursements going down, and you know, it's getting harder to order tests. I mean, you've got to justify how you came up with the diagnoses, and it's really gotten more, I think, more ridiculous.
Yeah, Maureen was just telling me the other day that it takes her so much time just to figure out what drug she can order for a patient that will go through their insurance. And then she says, and the drugs sometimes that are available aren't the right drug that she needs. And she says, I spend so much of my day trying to figure out how to take care of a patient instead of just taking care of the patient, you know? And I think that's the most frustrating thing, right?
Yeah, it has gotten frustrating. And but one of the things that what you're going to read in our upcoming newsletter that will be released here in the next few days is the issue that I think we're going to be facing more in regards to our effectiveness as physicians, you know, our efficiency, how quickly we do things, how cost effective we are to the health insurance, to that part, to, you know, a particular health insurance carrier.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, we, you know, like Dr. Cruz said, there's been a lot of changes in healthcare. And just in this last year, there's been a lot of kind of what are called subplans or narrow networks coming out. These are like, you know, like big companies, let's say like Marriott or Intel or places like that, who they want to get their own plan, right? They've got, you know, thousands of employees and they want to be able to create their own health plan because I'm sure it'll save them money and all this stuff, right? And so they might partner with a company like Aetna or Blue Cross Blue Shield or Cigna or something. They'll come up with their own little subplan of Cigna, right? And then there's all these special rules for those subplans. And so we're finding that, let's say it's Aetna, for example, that Aetna will have all these subplans. And although you take Aetna, right, although we take Aetna in the office, you're not on these subplans. So somebody would walk in with an Aetna, you know, Walmart or Aetna Marriott or something like that. And we might not be eligible to see those patients because there's certain rules for being on those plans. And what we're finding out now, and I look into it further, because, you know, we try to get on as many plans as we can, right? Because we want to take care of as many people as we can. But when we hear about a new plan, we'll call and we'll try to get on the plan. And most of the time we can get on. But lately with these subplans and these narrow networks, we're finding that we can't get on. And when I dig and I try to find, you know, why we can't get on these plans, I'm finding out that Dr. Cruz does not meet the cost efficiency criteria, which basically means she's too good and too thorough and spends too much time with her patients. I mean, that's the bottom line. You spend too much time on colonoscopies, Dr. Cruz. And it's sad, right? Because as I call around and I question other doctors and other practices about, you know, what are you all experiencing and how, you know, how are you handling this or whatever. I'm hearing the same thing from other doctors that feel the same way about patient care that you do, right? That are extremely thorough, because not all doctors are like that. Mm-hmm. You know, not all doctors like you, you'll spend 30 minutes in a colon, you know, you'll take every single polyp that's there. You know, not all doctors do that. You know, I'm not sure if everybody knows that, but you know, there are a lot of doctors out there who, you know, will do a 10-minute colonoscopy, you know, and if they see a polyp and they think it looks benign, they'll leave it, you know, and they'll move on. And that's not your philosophy, you know? So, you know, we're just finding out now that, you know, the health insurance companies are starting to shift their requirements for putting providers on their plans. And it's kind of leaning toward this, well, if the doctor is, if we have to pay the doctor too much for being too thorough, maybe we don't want to put that doctor on our plan.
Right, but they don't use for being too thorough.
No,
and
they call it cost efficient.
Looking at the cost.
Yeah.
They're just looking at the cost. So for example, if I had a patient that had polyps, you know, let's say they had 10, 12, maybe 15 polyps, and they were all in different areas of the colon, I would take off the polyps, and depending on the area that I'm in, I would put that tissue into a little formalin jar that goes to the lab for the polyps that I took off in that area.
Right.
Okay. So if I took some off in the rectum, those go in one jar. If I took some off in the transverse colon, those go in that jar. If I took some off in the ascending, so whatever section of the colon that I took him off, I put him in that jar. So Obviously there's going to be more jars for that procedure than if I took all the polyps and put them all together in one jar.
Mm-hmm.
And, which is not the way I was taught.
Right.
And is not the right way because, right. You know, you want to know the pathology of these polyps and it's important to know what part of the colon they came out of.
Right.
And so right there, that colonoscopy will definitely cost a little bit more in regards to the pathology specimens.
Sure.
Okay, because there were a few different jars as opposed to having put them all in one jar.
Right.
You know, another area comes in seeing patients in the office and ordering other things like labs and imaging, like a CAT scan or an ultrasound, you know, or both. You know, maybe we're looking at the gallbladder and we want an ultrasound just for the gallbladder to look for gallstones because most gallstones are made out of cholesterol, which only shows up on an ultrasound, not a CAT scan. And so
you're being thorough in the office ordering a bunch of tests, right. Which then the insurance company has to
pay for that. You know, our patients who have fatty liver, we keep an eye on those patients and try to make sure we get labs and either, you know, an ultrasound or a CAT scan every year to just keep an eye on them. And if their liver tests come back abnormal, we're going to repeat those labs in 2 to 3 months.
So, as you should.
Right. So, but all of that is being used against us.
Right.
In regards to our effectiveness as physicians or providers with the insurance companies.
Right.
Okay. Because they're not looking at it from what I know. I may be wrong, but from what I can see, they're not looking at it as, oh, this provider is being very thorough and trying to cover all the bases and
trying to prevent disease catch it so we can fix it so the problem doesn't get
worse. That's not how it's being looked at. It's being looked at it's being looked as we are costing that insurance company a lot of money.
Right. And so in the future, you might not be allowed on those plans.
Right.
And I think that's very disheartening.
It is because when this, you know, when we talked about this recently and we met with another doctor recently also that we were interviewing who also had experienced similar issues with getting on a particular insurance plan. And when she dug deeper into it to find out why she had been on that plan when she was with another group, and now they were denying and not letting her be on the plan. And when she started digging into that, she found out basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
she was too thorough.
Yeah. So I just, you know, it just got me thinking, and I was just thinking, oh my goodness, am I going to have a job in medicine, you know, in the next 2 or 3 years?
Right.
Based on the insurance companies.
Right.
Because if the insurance companies are going to go that way, that go along that path, you know, I'm not going to get on any of these insurance companies because of that. I mean, right now we are providers on a lot of different insurances, but if they're going to start all following suit with that, then that's kind of scary.
Yeah. It really helps you realize who's calling the shots in medicine right now. Right.
Yes.
It's not doctors and providers are not calling the shots right now in medicine. It's the health insurance companies. And it's sad because that's not where people are sick. You know, people are sick and they need to be taken care of. And if they start limiting the doctors they put on their plans, it's only going to limit the amount of doctors that patients can go to. And if they only put doctors on these plans that are cost efficient, you know, patients are not going to get a thorough workup. They're not going to have all their polyps removed. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen with that patient moving forward.
Yeah. I mean, I could start doing, you know, I could start pushing towards trying to do 15, 20 colonoscopies in 4 hours, you know. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to miss polyps. I mean, I will become more efficient for the insurance companies.
Will you, though?
You know, but it's not, it's, I can't do that because I won't be able to sleep at night. But I'm being sarcastic as I say this. You know, if that's really what they want, we could do that. The problem is, I won't be able to sleep at night because I know that in my heart and in, you know, I won't be doing right by the patient. And I just can't do that. Okay. I mean, I just can't do that. I mean, I would rather get out of medicine than to ever be forced into having to do something like that because I will not sleep at night. And the sad thing is that things are going to be missed. Okay, if we were to practice medicine that way, just to be able to, you know, give the insurance companies what they want, we're going to miss stuff. And inevitably, that person is going to come back with a cancer because we are going to miss polyps. I mean, we know that even in doing thorough colonoscopies, we can still miss polyps, all right? But if we start doing these colonoscopies that are literally minutes, we're going to miss stuff and something's, you know, it's going to be a bad situation for some of these patients.
I had a patient actually call me today. He just learned that his insurance premium is getting ready to go up again. And he's already paying like $900 a month. He's like 65 years old. Okay. And that he heard that his insurance was going to go up like 200% or something like that, which he says it means that my insurance is going to go up to like $1,700 or $1,800 a month. And like, nobody can afford that. I don't know how these insurance companies are
$1,800 a month for the premium.
Yeah. And he says, I'm not going to be able to afford it. I'm going to have to get off that plan and maybe, you know, just get a plan for catastrophic accidents and things. And he says, but I think before I do that, I want to go get a full MRI scan of my body and make sure I don't have any tumors or cancer and stuff like that, you know? And that was the first time I'd kind of ever heard of a patient, you know, kind of wanting to get a pre, you know, checkup before dropping an insurance plan, you know? Because patients, it's the current system is so broken that we have to do workarounds, you know, everyone's doing a workaround. Like, how do I get around having to pay so much money, right, per month just to have insurance? And then the problem is that we pay all this money in premium, and then what does it cover? You know, it's like your deductible is still out the roof. So you put out so much money per month, and then you're on top of that, you're still paying for doctor's appointments and copays and stuff. So it's just, I feel bad. I feel bad for patients, you know, because we're patients too. So we have our own insurance premium for, you know, our family. And I know how hard it hits us. And, you know, I can only imagine how hard it's hitting everyone in this country who a lot of people don't have good jobs, you know, and, you know, it's just the nature of the beast. But I do want to say that although I feel like the insurance companies right now are, in control of this system, in essence, we are in control as consumers because we can decide what plans we want to be on and what plans we don't. Mm-hmm. And if we do our research and we get to know the plan before we jump on a plan, you know, look up, find out who the doctors are that are on that plan. Make sure they're good doctors. And if they're not, don't get on the plan. You know, insurance companies will bend to the consumer if we demand it. Mm-hmm. You know, they will create a plan for us if we demand it. But I think we as a society don't know enough to demand things from the insurance providers. And
well, it's confusing.
It is. Because they do it on purpose.
We thought that we knew the plan that we were on.
Yeah.
The last plan we were on before the one we're on right now.
Right.
We thought we knew it. And then we found out when I was trying to get ready to have my colonoscopy, mm-hmm. we realized that there was no coverage.
Yeah.
For preventive colonoscopy.
Right.
And here all along we thought
there would be, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, and we're in healthcare.
Right.
So you would think that we would be able to choose a plan, mm-hmm. but it's just confusing.
Yeah.
It's very hard. And I think even the plan we're currently on is still, you know, we're still finding out surprises that are not happy surprises.
Right.
So it's confusing, but I mean, I agree with you. Just as much as you can, do as much research on it and try to understand it as much as you can. Yeah. And I know how confusing it can be, but just do your best. You know, and ultimately, one more thing is, if you want to try to cut your healthcare costs, then invest yourself, invest your money in treating yourself well and eating well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and exercise and drink plenty of water and invest money on just taking care of yourself and being healthy.
Right.
Because in the long run, that investment will pay off. Because then hopefully because of that, you won't have to spend
that much money on healthcare. You can avoid doctors and medicine and all of that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Amen.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. And we hope to catch you on our next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.